Oh, that music. The Chicago Bears, of course, doing a little split practice with the New England Patriots this week before their preseason game in New England on Thursday. We look ahead to that. But we also have to look back to the first preseason game where the Chicago Bears laid an egg. They were shut out at Soldier Field by the Denver Broncos, their returning Super Bowl champions, 22-0. Not a great showing for really any part of the Chicago Bears team, whether it be offense, defense, or special teams. But I'm not the expert. The expert, Doug Plank, he joins us every Monday here on The Download. Of course, the former Chicago Bear, the former great safety, number 46. Doug Plank, how are you, my man?
Justin, hey, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
All right, so let's first look back. The Bears-Broncos, not a great start to the season. It's preseason, of course, and the numbers don't matter, but we wanted to see something a little bit more encouraging than what we saw.
You know, and you are absolutely right. And the coaching staff, they always can defend whatever a team's performance would be by saying, well, we didn't pick the best plays. You know, we really weren't trying to win. We just were trying to expose the players, the different looks and different plays. Well, the reality is, you know, when you have a season like they had last year and you only won six games, you're trying to win every single game, trying to establish momentum and confidence on the team. So, you know, it was not a good showing for the Chicago Bears. This week they have a much better opportunity to show what they can do.
Okay, so one question I want to ask you is, you know, the one thing I saw in the game was, once again, a kind of measured approach to the beginning of the game with Jay Cutler. It doesn't seem like he's, you know, he plays within the system, which I guess is a good thing, because before that he was just throwing the ball around. But it again felt like this was going to be the kind of year where this offense is going to run the ball, whatever they can take, and they're going to punt it away. That's just kind of the vibe that we got, which may be a better recipe because the defense looks a lot faster.
And you know what? That is exactly what they did last year. You know, just watching the game last year when they played the Seahawks, you could tell they were just trying to just get through the game. I don't know, not trying to score points, you know, at least especially not at a very fast rate. You know, when you realize you are the inferior team, which they were many times last year, you have to bring a different element, whether it's aggressiveness or a mindset that you're going to run plays that you've never run before. Give them something that is totally unexpected. And I unfortunately, the Bears, I think, were way too predictable last year, and they've got to just lose that lack of confidence and go out there and just try to do a lot of different things that they've never done before.
That's a great point. It does feel like there's a lack of confidence, or, you know, there it's a win even if it's a loss, because they did what they were supposed to do. They didn't make mistakes. And there has to be another element. And you mentioned aggressiveness. The defense did get a pick. They did get run over. There were some missed assignments. But when you think of this defense and the speed that they're supposed to bring from the linebacker position, do you see that aggressiveness? Did you see any sort of diamonds in the rough when it came to the defensive aggressiveness on the other side of the ball?
You know, and I realize they're not trying to run very intricate plays. A lot of times in preseason, you just try to match up one-on-one, one player against another, without trying to do a lot of creative, you know, boutique blitzes where you bring in players from all different directions and they're crossing and all that sort of thing. I realize those are all game plans. But in looking at the one-on-one matchups last week, you know, they lost. They lost consistently on those pass rushes, getting off blocks. When you're on defense, you're graded by how fast you can get off a block. And I just don't think they were able to do that last week.
Okay, so let's start. I wanted to ask this because this is something that you, as a former player, to take off your analyst hat for a second and be able to talk about playing the position. As a safety, when you are, and this, you know, if you're, let's say you're playing in 2016 as a safety and you go up against the Chicago Bears offense that plays this kind of football, this conservative, don't make mistakes kind of thing. How do you approach the game in a defensive mindset when you play a team like the Bears and Jay Cutler?
You know, here's my point. You know, when you regard yourself as an even or even lesser team than the team you're getting ready to play, you can't afford to play without any confidence. You can't play with conservatism. You have to be aggressive. You have to think outside the box. You have to run plays that get the defense out of position. I didn't see any of that last week. I mean, it was a very, very vanilla offense. And I know that the coaches, the organization could say, well, we did exactly what we wanted to do. Well, I'm sorry. I know it's preseason. Fans still care. No, it doesn't go against the record, but I promise you, you ask every one of those fans that took the time to get on there to the game, you know, they want to see a Bears victory.
Do you, as a former safety, I mean, in positions like where you come up against a team like the Bears and what they run, I mean, do you lick your chops? I mean, are you thinking, oh, this is great, this is going to be predictable, this is going to be vanilla, this is going to be a chance for me to make some plays?
You know what? And that's the other thing, you know, because everybody is on evaluation. Even though it's preseason, there are so many teams that are out there evaluating each other's teams because they are going to be cutting players. They're looking to pick up other players towards the end of preseason. So everybody's trying to evaluate each other. You know, I promise you, you know, the Bears games are being analyzed by every other team in the National Football League right now. It's just like the Bears are looking for talent that may be released or cut from other teams. So, you know, it's one of those things that when you realize you're in the National Football League, you're your own corporation. You know, you're the one that's going to decide whether you stay on a team or not. So, you know, from that standpoint, I promise you every player is still very energized on those teams because the last thing they want to do is to play a bad game and know that that film is going to be analyzed around the league.
Right. All right, so these split practices, are they good? Did you have to ever go through these? Is this a new kind of thing where the two teams play each other and practice all week, or is this something that you've been a part of?
Just, I think it's a great idea. It's the ability to go ahead and get a look at different players on a day-by-day practice. You know, when you continue to keep playing against the same guys over and over and over again, you understand what their weaknesses are, what their strengths are, and you start playing accordingly. You know, so what happens is it's very hard in practice to get a realistic look. When you go against another team, look out. It may not be game tempo, but you know what? Everybody wants to show that they're better than that person they're going up against. And, you know, the other thing is it's a totally different system. They have different calls. They have different cadences. You know, when you hear a team's automatic calls every single week, you just understand what they are, and you have a tendency to want to play what that play is, you know, is going to be. So, you know, I think it's awesome that they made the decision to go ahead and especially do it against the Patriots.
Okay, so one of the things we talked about last week was just how, you know, there's a vibe, like the idea of training camp fighting is just dumb when you're doing it against your own team. Today,
yes.
They started tussling a little bit with the Patriots. We saw some skirmishes. Probably a better way to go about it, skirmishing with the other team.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, once again, you bring fans into it. Fans get very entertained by that. You know, players realize, though, that if they start doing much fighting, especially in preseason games even, they're going to be, you know, fines are going to be coming, possibly even suspension, depending on what they do. So, you know, I think it's really good, I think, though, for just showing, you know, some of the drive and the just the attitude of a team, you know, sometimes when a fight breaks out, especially if somebody was really flagrantly fouled in some way or another, you know, diving in the back of the legs or clipped or whatever the case might be, you know, but, you know, long-term, you know, fighting and pushing other players, it gets you nowhere.
Okay, so what are you looking for when it comes to Thursday night's game in New England? What do the Bears have to do for Doug Plank to get back on board?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I love the Chicago Bears. I think they're known for defense, but I got to tell you this. They can't have a goose egg. You know, they were the only team last week to get shut out, and even in preseason. So I'm a Chicago Bear fan. I'm a former Chicago Bear. I want to see some scoring. You know, and I don't even care how many points they give up. I want to see this offense be able to throw the ball down the field. I think I want to see them run the ball. You know, obviously they're still searching around for their running game and trying to find out who's going to ultimately be their running backs. So I want to see some offense, and that's unfair for me maybe from a defensive perspective. But come on, this is the National Football League in the 2000s. You're supposed to be out there scoring points and making things happen.
You know, the running game was just absent in that game against Denver. You know, a lot being made to the loss of the starting center, Grasso, and the move that Larson has to come over. I mean, how much does that play into an adjustment period, especially when that happens so close to the first preseason game?
Oh, it makes a big difference. I mean, really, you can't minimize how much the center, he makes all the calls on the line of scrimmage, all the adjustments as far as blocking assignments are concerned. You know, I think the fact that, like I said, they're analyzing a lot of different players right now as far as their running game is concerned. You know, obviously they're going to have mistakes that are being made and really a lack of confidence by some of those players, because when you're out there trying to just run against the team, you need everybody on the same page. I don't think they've got that confidence yet.
There you have it. Okay, so we're looking for – I mean, I love how our expectations are so low, Doug. We're looking for them to score on Thursday. That's kind of ridiculous. I think Pete mentioned earlier, you know, one of Adam Hoge's WGN Radio Sports positives from the game against Denver was Alshon Jeffrey put on a uniform. I mean, our expectations are pretty low right now for this team. What's it going to take? I mean, if they come out and they compete, if they compete with a Patriots team, do you feel like you're in a position where now the team gets the fans get jacked up again for Chicago Bear football?
You know what it is? I mean, really, you have to always, I guess, take the basics and anything that they can do to improve what they showed before. I mean, obviously, fans will be happy and excited about that. But, you know, let's face it. I mean, we got to put points on the board and show some defensive action. You know, I know this is only the second preseason game, but still, you're in a situation where fans are expecting something. You know, we've gone through a whole offseason of picking up players and all this different philosophy, and they want to just see some execution on the field, both on offense and in defense.
There we go. Doug Plank, he joins us every Monday night here on the Download, former Chicago Bear great, number 46. Doug, thanks so much for taking some time out tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Justin. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Yeah.